February is the month of love, and the Queen of Hearts is always your best friend. Hi, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Inventory is good. Our pricing, even better. We have sweetheart deals all month for both our locals and our winter visitors. Be a Valentine. Come see us at Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City and let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Call us at 760-324-3651 or visit us at www.mikethompson.com.
At Desert Care Network, we're a medical community with the highest respect for science, but we're also a family community with a healthy respect for compassion, which means that advanced robotic surgeries are always followed by unmistakably human aftercare. Experts will analyze your numbers, but never treat you like one. And every hospital visit is always more than hospitable, which just may be the best medicine of all. Desert Care Network, a community built on care. Find a physician at desertcarenetwork.com.
Joey English here. Besides wearing red and eating chocolate, I love a great bargain. No place better than Revival's Palm Springs, Cathedral City, and Palm Desert, where I can practice Joey's drop and shop strategy. When I've got gently used items someone else might like, I drop them at Revival's. That's when the fun really begins because I get to shop. All Revival stores are clean and well organized, so I can do my treasure hunting. Staff and volunteers couldn't be more helpful. Every time I drop a donation of gently used items to Revival's, every time I shop and buy at Revival's, I'm helping to benefit the great work at Desert AIDS Project here in the Coachella Valley. Think about Joey's drop and shop strategy. Try it out at Revival's. It's the wonderful volunteers who make shopping at Revival's so special. Their service is really another way of donating by helping Desert AIDS Project meet the healthcare needs of our community. Ask for more information about volunteering at any Revival's.
Those diagnosed with coronavirus should isolate at home, away from family members and others. Home isolation should continue for 14 days, even after all of your symptoms stop. If you're a Desert Oasis Healthcare member and think you may have symptoms of COVID-19, please call us first at 760-969-6555 before coming to any of our medical locations. Visit mydoac.com for updates.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey. Yeah. You got it. Charlie put together
Beatles.
Beatles again. This was the first hour, too. These are Valentine.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
Love me do. That's it.
You know that I love you.
I'll
always be true. So please.
Love me do. Oh, Charlie. Yeah. Thank you. I bet was that from the 60s or 70s?
60s. That was an early Beatles.
You know, I have a thing at home that's a Bible verse every day.
Uh-huh.
And in the last 2 days, I can't remember what year it was, but I was in college, so that was until 67, 63, 4, 5, 6, 7. It said, today, in whatever year it was, heard the Beatles on Ed Sullivan.
Oh, my. Oh, that was the first
time.
Oh, my gosh.
So whatever year that was.
I thought it must have been 64.
Must have been 64.
Because the 67, they were, yeah. Oh, my God. We didn't move. Okay, hello. Are we ready? I mean, I just remember when they came on, and we just, my sister and I just sat there. We didn't
She's
move.
Down here from the mothership. This is one of our favorites. This is Kay Hammond from
Dementia Help Center.
Yes. You have such a wonderful spirit.
Thank you.
Well, Joey pals, send me questions. You know how to do that. Especially on Valentine's Day, joeychocolate
Perfect.
At AOL.com. First question from a Joey pal for Mrs. Hammond.
Yes.
Let me read my small print. What can you do to avoid getting Alzheimer's or dementia? Wow.
You could die very young and miss half your life. On a serious note, I cannot, nor would anybody that is much more advanced than I, and more knowledgeable neurologist, etc., could never say to somebody, I want you to do these 19 things and you will never get any form of dementia. What you can do is work very diligently to limit situations that can stimulate parts of your brain that wear parts of your brain out. I'm making this really simple.
Okay. Let me think what you said. Limit situations.
Anxiety.
Oh,
intense stress. The way you live your life, not just the anxiety of, oh, what am I fixing for dinner and I have company coming. I'm talking about an underlying anxiety that you live with daily that you're so used to you don't think about. The pressure of how you live your life. This really does damage brain cells.
Wow.
The other thing is, and we talk about it more and more, there's just no question scientifically, the food we eat. And there are some really healthy brain foods. Right off the top of my head, I'm going to say include fresh ginger in your diet. Include turmeric.
Yes, that I do.
Include black pepper. Here is something that I put in my hot cup of tea every day.
You told me this a long time ago.
I've
forgotten what it was. Okay. Coconut oil.
No.
I've forgotten.
But I do have shredded ginger and shredded turmeric.
In your coffee.
In my tea.
In your tea.
And you can use the powder if it's really fresh.
Does it taste bad?
No. And I use freshly ground pepper.
Yes, that I do.
And I was introduced to this quite a long time ago by a very dear friend who had lived in India for a while. And she was introduced to this when she and her husband lived at an ashram. And she brought that back with her, that concept, and has done it for the last 40 years. And I've been doing it every day for probably 12 years. And, you know, initially you go, ugh.
You mean the turmeric and the
ginger and the black pepper.
Now, my friend adds
a touch of honey to it, but I don't.
In your tea or coffee.
Mm-hmm. And if you do that every day, that is also, these are foods, for the lack of a better word, these are herbs, okay, that will cross the brain barrier, the blood-brain barrier, and that's a really important thing.
Understood.
There are several other vegetables and fruits that are excellent. For example, blueberries.
Yes.
I know we've all talked about that. That is fantastic. Strawberries, blueberries. I just was writing this out for someone recently, and I can't remember. But you know what?
Is it on your website?
No, but I will make it possible to put it up there. But these are foods that are really health-enhancing and brain-enhancing.
Okay, that brings up our next Joey pal. What impact does my HDL or LDL have? And that's high density
and
low density cholesterol.
Correct. So I call the way I
curtain always, number two.
The way I remembered that was called the happy and the lousy. Well, keep in mind that the H and LDL, these are critical things for how well your blood is flowing, your health of your heart, your gut. If your heart isn't healthy, your brain will be less healthy.
Agreed.
Because we're talking about how well does the blood flow through your system.
Okay. Controllable things.
Very. And we all have our habits, but just only take 2 tablespoons of your ice cream once a week instead of having it every night. And we break ourselves of these habits. Mm-hmm. And I'm speaking from a position of having done this. We have to get ourselves out of those patterns. I will admit you should eat a lot less red meat. You should never, ever eat processed food. Velveeta cheese that we all grew up with, processed. We're eating plastic.
Diet Cokes.
Diet Cokes.
Sodas.
Horrible. Horrible.
I can't
for
remember
you.
The last time I had a soda. I'm so proud of myself. When I was a little girl reading comic books, which is what we used to do when we only had three channels on the TV, and you had to get up from the sofa to change the channel. There was a Huey, Dewey, and Louie, who were Donald Duck's nephews.
Yes.
And I can still see the page. They talked about eating lots of fish for their brain cells.
Wow.
I mean, I can't remember the context. It had to be certainly funny, not serious.
Yeah.
But I can remember thinking, well, when I'm grown up and have a house, I'll eat lots of fish for my brain.
Well, you know, there are certain,
too late.
certain fish that are exceptionally good for our brain. These have to be wild caught or sustainably farmed.
See, we didn't even have those words
no.
then.
salmon, halibut.
Okay.
Sardines.
I love sardines.
And the other little guy that I can't think of right now.
Oysters, no.
No, sardines.
Mackerel.
Mackerel.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit that I have never gotten past the sardines.
But, I love sardines.
Oh, and anchovies, very, very good for you.
Oh, good, good,
yeah,
good, good.
Very good. But these are very special fish that we have to learn to cultivate and appreciate.
Good for you, yeah. Joey Pals. You know Kay Hammond. What's your title over there?
I answer phones. I'm the president and founder of the company, which means nothing. But we have a wonderful group of associates. We've all had loved ones with some form of dementia or Alzheimer's, and we've all cared for them. We've all, in our organization, all of us have found that we needed the professional care, and we placed our loved ones, and then we became what euphemistically was called a care manager, which meant you oversaw things, but you got to sleep all night. And and so we understand, and we're huge students of this. We've worked with a lot of very renowned, neurologists and researchers, and which is what helped me when I was writing my book. And my book was all about me sitting down and having the same conversation with you.
Plug it.
Oh, Pathways, a guidebook for families caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia. It's a long title.
Yes, it's okay.
But
Pathways.
It's a very effective book, and I'm humbled, truly deeply humbled by the effect, the benefit it has given thousands of people. I just am so humbled. We want you to understand what are these different types of dementias? How do you manage them? How do you take care of yourself? And what kind of behaviors you can anticipate? It's quite a rich book of resources.
Yes. Joey Pals, we started off talking about your question. How can you avoid, if you can, getting dementia or Alzheimer's? And then we went into another question of yours. How impactful is HDL and LDL? The third thing we did was plug Kay's book. And the fourth thing is, Joey Pal wanted you to comment on, where's his age? 94-year-old Tony Bennett.
Right.
Being diagnosed now. Is it dementia or Alzheimer's?
He has Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm.
Dementia is the umbrella term, and he has Alzheimer's.
He's still singing twice a week.
One of
with
the
his
best
rehearsal.
Things you can do is have music in your life. You know, this ties in with how successful Glenn Campbell was in living longer and living well with his Alzheimer's. Because he took his family on a tour of the
Remember
country.
That?
Yes. Music is hugely effective.
Even the Bible says it's the last. If the song is to continue, we must do the singing. That may be the gospel according to St. Joey. Let me check on that. But
well,
it's one of the last things you lose.
You know, and people who have not been able to communicate, they will hear a song and start singing. And I have seen this. With people just starting to sing the song, but they couldn't tell you their name.
It's but almost like an idiot savant.
It's fantastic. You know, what we were discussing, you and I, the other day about Mr. Bennett was, gee, I wonder why they just decided to announce that he has this.
Why do you think?
Well, there's a respect for your privacy. There's still the concern of how will people think of him. We don't want to spoil their image.
Charlie said he's just releasing another album.
And makes complete sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, Glen Campbell wrote some of the best songs ever in the throes of advanced Alzheimer's.
See?
You know, one of the greatest things that Ronald Reagan did that I also, and I appreciate so much with Glen Campbell, is they came out and they said, this is what's happened. And they took the scarlet letter away from Alzheimer's.
Isn't that the truth? Why did he get it so... How long do you think he's had it? He's 94.
Most likely he's had it for 10 to 15 years, but it slowly progresses.
Wow.
So he got through a lot of things with no issue.
His pianist says he'll start the song, and as soon as the music starts, he remembers all the words, but he may not remember the name of the song or what song are we going to do next.
Yes. Well, Glen Campbell...
What were you going to tell me? I don't mean to interrupt
you. That's okay, but Glen Campbell said a couple times, which was recorded, looked at his daughter and said, okay, what are the next words?
Yes.
She gave him a tune, and then off they went.
Off he went.
Yeah.
Long. Website.
Dementia Help, H-E-L-P, center.com. 636-6355.
If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.